feel if God has equipped our 14 and 15 year olders, and even some younger, to physically be able to produce children, then we as Christian parents should tell them and educate them to respect this power God has given them. This is why we discipline our sexual lives, not because sex is bad, but because it is so important. It deals with the greatest values known to man, life and love and other persons. These values, too, are our reason for not pushing our children up the social ladder too soon. Because once they start up that social ladder, they have to continue to the finish. And the earlier they start, the earlier they finish. Take a broad look at our social customs. Sure, when our children are 9, 10, and 11, we're not too overly concerned. But this is the time to think through a question. On-the-spot decisions are very difficult. I found this out when my daughter was in 7th and 8th grade, and there was a big rash of boy and girl parties. I love parties. We have many of them at home, and our children love parties. Why not start boy and girl parties? I couldn't ask my neighbor. I didn't have to ask Mrs. Smith. This was something I had to decide, I felt, individually for my family. And I thought that we had given them enough of the respect and the love for sex information in the family. And I also realized that if we started them up the ladder, it would be nearly finished the ladder. With Peggy especially, it was difficult. And I can remember with her sobbing on the bed saying, "Peg, social pressures will always push you forward. Daddy and I want you to take the time to grow up. So somewhere in the middle, you can find yourself and know what you're going to do." We have found that discussing things ahead of time helps for the teenager to know what to expect. What time for boy and girl parties? What time for mixers? When lipstick? When group dating? When regular dating? We find we have many family meetings on the subject, and what we're giving to the older ones, the younger ones are beginning to learn. We feel there is a security for the child in knowing that they will be allowed to climb that social ladder, but when they are ready and not by starting too soon. In our area, parties and single dating, begin at 7th and 8th grade. It's not easy to buck the tide, but if you know what it is you want for your child and why, you can band together with similar parents who have the same opinion. We plan in our own particular neighborhood the old-fashioned family party, except that it wasn't family. It was fathers and mothers with their 7th grade boys and their 8th grade girls or whatever, 5 couples with maybe 16 children, sitting around singing, playing charades, and then eating together pizza. Also, we had a ping pong tournament, too, with a father and daughter. This may seem very silly, but my daughter and son both said to me, "I feel more comfortable when you and Daddy are around. I enjoy the fun, but if you make a mistake, you don't feel terribly embarrassed." Reading, studying, and sharing information, as we are doing tonight, these are how we can help our children avoid a tragedy that may wreck their happiness. We are very happy to be with you, and we thank you very much for being here. You see, you've given us the opportunity to be a little bit more sure of our job as parents.
Isn't she great? Sisters, Reverend clergy, and fathers and mothers. First, I'd like to congratulate you for the splendid program that you have here. I only wish we had it in our own parish, but we don't. And I'd also make a comment after the movie. It is wonderful also to be a boy. I guess while I watched it, I noted that we don't have anything like this. I've seen several of these movies, and they all, of course, have to do with menstruation. And you know that the boys are really left out in their development, which I'll touch on later. But it's rather interesting. You know, that commercial motivations really are what's bringing these movies to you. Johnson & Johnson, Modeste, and the others. It's just a little note that I kind of noted tonight. So the boys and my wife is the better part of the speech, too. So you see, the women are way ahead of us on this. Yeah, the one other thought, too, before I begin, this business of, we'll touch a little on ecumenism here, because the little girl who was pulling down the pants of my son was the daughter of a terrific Episcopalian minister who lives next door, Randy Conklin. Maybe some of you know him. The world tells our children that sex is fun. This, of course, is what prompts me to get interested in this particular problem very deeply. The ads that sell cigarettes, liquor, automobiles, cigars are very sexually oriented, sexually focused. And what do we as parents offer to our children in this area? Did you ever know any married people that had fun in marriage sexually?